got David Sandoval, our owner and founder, as well as our first featured doctor. He is the formulator of the Master Aminos, Dr. Luca Moretti. So this is an amazing power team. We're going to be talking about the Master Amino formula, their role in the 10-day transformation. And for those of you who don't know, this is a product that can help you build muscle, burn fat, tighten skin, strengthen your heart, boost your brain power, lose excess water, increase your strength, all from one clinically supported product. David Sandoval, this is your show. This is your idea, Dave and the doctors. I love it. I'm going to be listening in, but I'm going to hand the call over to you and Dr. Moretti.
Thank you. Awesome. Solve some of our technical difficulties. I'm sure that that is because of the huge number of people who are joining us tonight. Thank you for that. I want to thank Dr. Luca for joining us. And before we get started, I just want to set the table for, you know, for the evening, and I'll try to be quick. I have made it my purpose to learn from the very best, to sit at the feet and to learn. Two ears, two eyes, one mouth. And so most of the time I spent with Ann Wigmore, Bernard Jensen, Hannah Kroger, Paul Bragg, Dr. Christopher, and the myriad of other shamans, and, you know, whether it be a Chinese doctor, a Ayurvedic teacher, a shaman, or a Jamu, whether it's the Aboriginals from the Auchinikas from South America, the Aboriginals from the islands of New Zealand and the continent of Australia. It's amazing how much the consistency there is in the truths, and how if you look closely, you can integrate them. And one of the great truths that came to light for me was the knowledge of tonight's guest. Tonight's guest is a gentleman who has mastered a subject that a few have mastered, and he's mastered it in a way that the human race is benefiting in so many ways. If you're on a dialysis machine, you're benefiting from this man's technology. And if you're in a hospital, paralyzed, if you're in a coma, and you're suffering from muscle wasting, you're benefiting from this man's vision and from his knowledge and from his collaborations with other highly intelligent and knowledgeable people that came to the creation of a product that is the single most digestible, single most bioavailable, and the purest form of protein in any form, whether it comes from an animal or from a plant. Now, the traditional thinking is that a protein that comes from a vegan or vegetarian source cannot match the quality of a protein that comes from meat, and we could shatter that because Dr. Luca has literally constructed a vegan protein out of the highest quality plant matter. And this is a highly digestible protein that is the key to our newest initiative, which is our athletic transformation, our athlete's transformation. Now, not everyone needs to lose weight, but everyone needs to reverse a condition called muscle wasting. And this product, and how many companies could say they have a product that is clinically proven to do anything, much less reverse a condition like muscle wasting that is suffered from by anyone who is overweight, anyone who is not active, anyone who is aging, anyone who is not truly in optimal and prime health. And so without further ado, I want to introduce you to reintroduce for some of you to one of the most intelligent and quite honestly, very, very easy to listen to. Great guy to interview, my friend, Dr. Luca Moretti. Luca, buongiorno. How are you tonight?
fine. Thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. Now, I'm telling you that people are loving your product. It is among one of our best sellers. It is in all of our programs. And what we need to know is that this is the key. When people go to lose weight, they don't want to lose muscle. Muscle helps burn fat, so we want to actually build muscle. And people are going, well, you know, I'm not working out, so how can I possibly put my muscles into an anabolic state where they're building and burning if I'm just taking 5 grams of protein 3 times a day or maybe 10 grams of protein 3 times a day? How could I hope to avoid muscle wasting while I'm losing weight? We promise people that that's one of the things that we deliver, and I think you're just the one to help us understand how is it that some little white pills could match a big old steak on your plate.
Okay, it's number one. Of course, we have to just correct the myth that all protein were the same. Now we know that not all the protein, they have the same nutritional value. 50 years ago was believed that protein were like tomato or potatoes, you know, that they were just by weight. Right now we know that it's completely different. And of course you have protein with less nutritional value, which means that they can provide less body protein synthesis. They can synthesize less amount of new cells and other protein that they can provide more. Now, just to do a long story short, the range among all protein, which means between a vegetable origin or animal origin, they go from a maximum of 16 average for the protein from vegetal origin to a maximum of 34-35% for what we call a protein from animal origin. Now, why MAP is so efficient in comparison to dietary protein? Because number one provides 99% of body protein synthesis, which means 99% of the essential amino acid constituent of MAP, they are going to generate new cells in our body. Meanwhile, the dietary protein that we normally consume, they go from a minimum of 5-6% to a maximum average of 32-33%, which means this is the first huge difference that MAP is so superior. The other one is that to digest and utilize those dietary protein, our human body needs between 3 to 6 hours. Now, to digest MAP, our body needs less than 23 minutes. Now, when you calculate, like in a car, and you say, I have a car that goes 160 miles per hour, which means in 1 hour I can do 160 miles, in the same day protein is by minute. When we compare what MAP can provide and dietary protein can provide, MAP provide from a minimum of 24 times more body protein synthesis to a maximum of 96% more body protein synthesis than any dietary protein. Therefore, the difference is huge. But of course, we know that difference because we have to explain in a scientific way why this product works so wonderful in comparison to normal protein, which means that therefore the result in the regeneration of all cells in our body is a lot faster. And of course, all the body is going to benefit. The internal organs, the skin, the bones, every cell. And all the enzyme that also are formed by protein, by essential amino acid, and the hormones, and the neurotransmitters, everything is made with essential amino acid.
Wow. That's amazing. I think that's exactly what we were waiting to hear. So now I've got a question, Dr. Luca.
Shoot.
We have a lot of people who are, these are amazing athletes. We have one gentleman who is named the fittest man in Hawaii. We have a group in Canada who actually run natural fitness competitions. We've got doctors who have sophisticated testing equipment, and they're working with people, and they're loving our product, and they're asking me every day, hey, we like to double up on the aminos. We like to take 10 three times a day instead of 5 three times a day.
Yes.
Now, you and I have had conversations, and I do that myself. So they're looking for commentary on you. Is that safe? Is that okay? What are the benefits of getting, you know, the 30 grams versus 15? Does everyone need to do that? I don't mean everyone, but do all athletes need to do that? If they're working out
at the same time as they're trying to go through a transformation, they're feeling like the 30 aminos a day versus 15. Could you comment on that?
Of course. Number one, if we are talking about professional athletes, no doubt that the dosage, the minimum dosage for a professional athlete is between 20 to 30 grams per day, 20 to 30 tablets of MAP per day. Why? Because not only they need, of course, a huge synthesis of muscle cells, but also they need a huge recovery from strong physical activity. Let's remember that the strong physical activity destroys hundreds of millions of muscle cells, tendon cells, bone cells, which means you have to regenerate those cells, otherwise happen what happened to a lot of athletes, that they work out too much, and instead to increase, they decrease sometimes in muscle. Why? Because you need to give the nutrition and the time to recover to those muscles. Therefore, for professional athletes, no doubt, I agree with you that the dosage should be always around 30 tablets per day. Now, we don't want any people waste their money. Why I say waste their money? Because if I take 100 tablets, the problem is going to be that somebody lose their money, which means they are not, is not going to be something harmful with that. The only thing is that they waste their money. Why? Because their body is not capable to utilize that amount. Therefore, we know that some professional athletes, like you know, David, very well, that they use 50 tablets per day. Now, we prefer that those athletes, that they are professional by themselves, they know what they are doing, and of course that they reach us and we can tell them really if they are going to need that amount. Let me give you an example. We got the champion, the gold medal of the Trans-European Marathon. I didn't know that was a marathon that is 3,600-something miles. They just do the marathon during 21 days. And, of course, every night they have bleeding feet. And I myself asked that champion, and he said, how old are you? And he said, I'm 56 years old. Listen, you are in very good shape. Tell me something. How many tablets you take per day? And he said to me, I take per day 40, but during the marathon, I take 60 per day. Why? Because I realized that I need the 60 because I'm bleeding so much and I destroy so many cells from my body, which means that the minimum amount, I agree with you, for a professional athlete will be 30 tablets. And the difference between 10 or 15 and 30 is huge in muscle strength and muscle endurance and body protein synthesis.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, I never cease to be amazed by the potential of the Master Aminos. So I know that we're talking about, you know, like synthesizing protein, and I get this. From what I've taken from this call, for you guys who aren't listening, that this, every gram of protein of the Master Aminos could be equal to 10 grams or more of a protein from another source as far as its efficiency, but there is zero waste. So if you try to get the same efficiency as Master Aminos as far as synthesis, you're going to be creating a negative effect of uric acid, of acidity, of burden on your kidneys and your liver, and an acidifying of your blood that's going to have to be fought back by your body, robbing alkalinity from the rest of your body. So you don't understand the implication of getting efficient protein to protecting your body from over-acidity, which Dr. Lucan never even touches on, even though that might be some of the most important data
that anybody cares about in today's I need to be alkaline world, but we'll save that for another show. Because when I was doing my radio show in New York City, we created what we called the nutritional facelift. I don't know if you remember this, but we gave people chlorella and Master Aminos, and we gave it to them sort of the same way as we do our this, except for they had 30 tablets of our little tiny tablets of chlorella a day, and they had 30 grams of MAP a day, and they took the tart cherry and the aloe, and within 10 days we promised them they would look 10 years younger. And I'm telling you, we called it the nutritional facelift, but then bodybuilders started using it and telling me, no, Dave, this is the body lift. This isn't a facelift, this is a body lift, because the cuts that they have, the definition, and I think it goes with reducing water, I think it goes with increasing elasticity, but you have the clinical information. Why is it that everybody's skin looks tighter, their face looks younger, their cuts look better? Why is that clinically? Because I'm just explaining it.
Because clinically, David, clinically is because nobody really has a nutritional support that is optimal. It's very difficult to find a human being that nourishes himself or herself in the best way possible. Now, let me tell you something. Of course, that the worst is the nutritional status of the person, the most amazing are going to be the result to using MAP. But even in somebody that is well nourished, always you are going to see those positive results. Let me tell you that 3 months ago, they got the International Federation Bodybuilding Association, the Mr. Europe. We are talking about bodybuilders, okay? They invite me. They were 3 Mr. Europe and a Miss Europe. The four of them, have been using MAP during the last 6-7 years. And they were the winner, all of them. And of course, they asked me what you can promise to any bodybuilder. And because we are not to judge, of course, if somebody is using steroids or not, I told them in a very clear way, listen, if somebody uses steroids, they are going to be taking MAP stronger and bigger and with more muscle endurance, which means more muscle strength, more muscle endurance, and bigger that they are. And if they don't use any steroids, they are going to be stronger, bigger, and with more muscle strength and more muscle endurance. Which means either what they take or not steroids, always the results are going to be better. And therefore, they realize why. Tell me.
But what about elasticity? What I'm talking about is I'm 52 years old, mm-hmm. and when I 52 years young, and, you know, when I see my friends in their 30s, and I'm, you know, and even in their 20s, mm-hmm. and I look at their skin, and then I just grab their skin, I grab my skin, and there's an elasticity. There's a, like, a thickness, a meatiness yeah. to my skin versus sort of a thin and weakness. And I attribute that, you know, to a good diet, of course, but, you know, I was reading some of the clinical studies about elasticity and about, you know, yes. regulating inner and extra, you know, the extra water in the body. And I think, doesn't that have something to do with it? I mean, isn't increasing the elasticity
of course,
am I confusing it with something else?
Yes, it's optimizing the elasticity and the consistency of the skin, which means when we get older, the skin just become thinner and, you know, like a shining and, you know, even hanging down from the face. For that reason, we always tell people when they start to take MAP, take a picture, especially to ladies, that they are so sensitive
yeah.
about the face. take a picture of your face. And they, the first thing that they say is, oh no, I don't want to show my picture to anybody. No, no, listen, this picture is just for you. You're not going to show anybody. In 1 month, you're going to take another picture. And what I'm going to see, you're going to see a huge difference. And just a
huge difference.
Yes, huge difference in good, of course. And when you touch your skin in your face, you're going to feel that the consistency is like a sponge, like when you were young again. It's not something like this hanging tissue that a lot of people they have. But let me tell you something, David. That is only what we see. Like also the muscle. We see the muscle. Now, we don't see the renewal of the old internal organs, which means brain that gives always priority to the brain itself and the internal organs.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. So if it tightens up your skin on the outside,
yes,
it's also tightening up the organs, which is
yes,
so important.
Yes.
If you look at cadavers, I hate to say it, but if you look at cadavers of old people, their organs are stretched out. I mean, they're twice the size, it seems, as a younger person's organs. It just seems like they've been bloated and you know, and it just, I wondered why. It's because they've lost their elasticity. And that's putting pressure even on the skin to stretch the skin even more. And that makes so much sense. Now, Dr. Luca, I know that I've got a couple of more important questions for you. We've just got about 1 minute left in the official duration of this show. So what I want to do is I'm gonna do what is my tradition, is I unmute the line for just 1 second. And I'm going to ask the audience this time, instead of just saying, you know, good night, I'm going to ask them, do you want Dr. Luca to stay on? And do you want to stay on and listen to some more?
It would be a pleasure, yes.
That would be so amazing, because with just a minute left, I've got to get the answer to why this is a brain food, why I give it to kids with ADD. And I'm not saying we cure disease or anything. We never say we do that. I give it to kids with ADD, along with a little bit of a green drink, and oh my God, their behavior, their concentration, their focus, their grades, everything improves dramatically, and I need you to explain why this is a brain food and why it helps us think clearer and helps us focus more. And I never would have guessed that about a protein, so I need you to tell us that. But this is the time that we say thank you to everybody for being with us tonight. I'm going to unmute the line for 1 moment. I want to hear from you guys. You know how to let us know. Would you like Dr. Luca to stay on and answer a couple more questions? So give me 1 minute. I'll be on mute the line.
Callers are unmuted. All callers are muted.
You know, Dr. Luca, I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Fantastic. So again, everything goes back to, you know, that I hate to say this, but the world has been my they've been willing to help me learn, because I had thousands of people who would listen to me on the radio when I was in New York, and they would call me with their questions, and I'd say, look, let's learn about this together. Here's what I suggest. And so when moms would call me and say that, you know, that their kids were being suggested to be put on Ritalin, I told them that if they took two master amino, a little bit of butter on a one piece butter and coconut oil, excuse me, mixed together on a piece of whole grain bread. It could be made out of a gluten free bread, but a whole grain bread, and then a small green drink. And those superfoods combined, I had literally mothers with letters from their teachers saying, your boy is now a model student. Thank you for putting him on Ritalin. And she never did.
She never did. And we got that started the ball rolling. And then we had dozens and dozens and dozens of mothers doing the same thing after that little experiment. And it worked. And so then she told me later, I've got a little secret for you. Some days I didn't have much time and I just gave them the aminos. So explain to me, how is it the master aminos help with concentration, focus, behavior? Because it seems almost too good to be true.
Okay, let me tell you, under the scientific point of view, of course, it's true and can be proven and is very easily to be proven. Since more than 100 years, we knew that children and even adults with malnutrition, with lack of protein intakes, at that time was called kwashiorkor, was the old name that was used in medicine, was malnutrition, that they have a very, very low IQ. The IQ of children, adolescent, or adult that suffer of malnutrition is very close to the IQ of cretinism, which means around 70. Now, the good news was that after the nutritional rehabilitation that was done just almost 80 years ago, that they started doing just with normal food, after a year, those human beings, either if they were children or adult, from 70, they could reach again 110, 120. Which means that was discovered that was reversible. Now, what happened during malnutrition? That we don't have the necessary nutrients. And that was malnutrition for lack of protein, which means that we didn't have the essential amino acid. Now, how they work, those essential amino acids? Like we said before, that they are part of each one of our cells, but in addition, they are part also of enzyme, hormones, neurotransmitter, which means we don't know the 100% why, but we knew already that by giving those nutrients, those proteins to those children or adults, they could recover a normal IQ. Now,
how many moms have the time and get up and make that traditional breakfast, which would have included, and I'm not saying this is better than MAP. I'm just saying that traditional breakfast that might have included on the farm some eggs, some butter, a piece of whole grain bread.
Of course.
You know, this is sort of the slow burning carbohydrates, the healthy fats, you know, a protein, even if it's not as high quality as MAP. I'm just saying that there was a time when moms took the time to nourish their kids every morning on some level, and the rushed lifestyle and just giving them a box of sugary cereal, that didn't replace that, did it, Dr. Luca?
And another thing, David, like you know, let's remember that in the American diet until 30 years ago, all young boys and girls, until they almost finish high school, they prefer drink at the table was just milk, cow milk. And they substitute cow milk with Coca-Cola.
Crazy. Yeah, and you know, we know now that with so many vegans and so many vegetarians looking for this alternative source that my grandfather called milk liquid meat, and then they tried to, you know, get it, you know, with the low fat, thinking, oh, well, then we'll have the... And so I've got a question for you. I have two doctors who I talked to the other day. It's a very important question. I know they're listening tonight. They said that they love the transformation, that they have been recommending, you know, more aminos, 20 to 30, like you said, so that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And they're doing these sophisticated tests, and they said they used to use whey. And whey was the only thing that worked in the combination with the diet. And then when they found that the transformation, the master aminos replaced the whey, and our power shake and things and the love super meal replaced the
complex, you know, recommendations they were making as to lifestyle. So they loved it. It simplified everything. But they're having a hard time letting go of that traditional attachment and success that they believe that they had with Way. Would you please address for these two really good guys? I think it might have been three really good guys I talked to on the phone. They are medical doctors. They are loving Purium, and they love the aminos. They just need a little more information so that they could, you know, let go of that love of Whey.
Okay, let's just tell them something that can be proven, that they can approve, which means the kind of improvement that they can have with using Whey protein in 1 year, they can have in 4 weeks with MAP. 1 month
okay.
Against 1 year is in their hands. Now, what happened during this recovery that is going to take a year, a lot of stuff can happen. The person can be sick, and they can just lose what they gain and start again, which means it's too much risk to be taken. Having something that is going to solve without, like you said before, without overloading the liver function or overloading the kidney function or the gastrointestinal function, nothing, without any overloading, that they are going to solve the problem in the best way and in the healthiest way that can be solved.
Now, I have a question for you. When I used to do yoga, and I don't that much anymore, and I would try to teach yoga to athletes, I found that the guys with the most muscle had the hardest time doing certain positions that put pressure on their kidneys, like, you know, bending at the waist. And I found that the vegans, the natural bodybuilders, who were taking a lot of Whey and a lot of hemp had the same problem.
Yes.
But the people I knew who were taking the master aminos, they were able to do every position. And I'm guessing, but I think it's because the master aminos don't congest the kidneys. Is that, am I right about that?
Is that correct? But let me tell you, for those people that they are a concern and that they are difficult to believe, I always talk to my colleagues and they ask me, and how long I need to see that difference in the blood test. And I told them 48 hours, which means the test in a bodybuilder taking Whey protein or soy protein, and you're going to have the blood urea nitrogen very high always. And just substitute with the MAP, 48 hours, do again the blood test, perfectly normal in the low range. Which means
And that contributes to flexibility and range of motion and all of that.
Like,
because their kidneys would hurt. When they were trying to touch their toes even, I would go behind them and poke their kidneys and they would be fat and like sort of congested. And I was assuming it was all the protein they were eating was clogging up their kidneys and reducing their flexibility.
David, in addition to the overloading of kidney and overloading of liver, all those people, especially bodybuilders, that they, you know, abuse of the amount of Whey protein or soy protein, believing that they're going to build up more muscle, they take 150, 200 grams per day, believing that that is going to make possible for them to be stronger, and it's not. And the other problem that they have a kind of cloud in their mind. Always that you ask them, they say, you know, I have a kind of a feeling in my mind that is a little cloud. And
yeah, they're not sharp. They're not.
They are not sharp. So, they feel something that is wrong with their mind. And when they...
Okay, now that is the same thing that we call... That is a form of, Dr. Lucas, We say that when elimination is not keeping up with accumulation, and then you get this, almost like the toxicity that pregnant mothers get because they're expanding organs, but, you know, stomach puts pressure on the organs, and all of a sudden, you know, they get this toxemia. And then they're dizzy, and so you're actually describing some of the symptoms of toxemia, which is very consistent with accumulation of toxins not being kept up with the elimination of toxins.
And when they start with MAP and they don't use any whey and any soy, you see that in a couple of days, it's gone.
Yes. Because the elimination catches up. It's like you stop putting water in the tub, but the drain is still going. And, you know, and of course, pretty soon the tub is empty and you're thinking clearly again, the tub being the accumulation of toxins in your body. I think that MAP has so many more benefits than you guys realize. And so when Dr. Luca says, you know, try to give up the animal protein in your life or reduce it to 2 days a week and see how much better you feel using, relying upon MAP as your primary protein source.
Yes.
I'm not saying don't eat broccoli and don't have quinoa and don't have the occasional piece of fish or chicken if that's what you like. I think do that responsibly. Make sure it's line caught and wild fish that's sustainably, you know, that isn't farmed and that is, you know, and make sure that it's grass-fed beef if you have to have beef, I guess, and organic and just things like that. Be responsible if you're going to eat meat as a pleasure item. Just know that that's why you're eating it. You're being responsible, like drinking responsibly, eating responsibly. But when you come to functional eating and functional drinking, you know, you have water and you have a green juice and it's functional protein. You have the best quality right in front of you. It's called the Master Amino Acid Plan. There are more than 24 published clinical studies supporting this. And this is the man that we're listening to right now. This call is being recorded, and we're having the opportunity right now, so I'm going to let Dr. Luthi go freestyle. I've had 6 or 7 questions prepared for him. They were my toughest questions. They're the stuff I needed to know why. But now Dr. Luthi has stuff he wants to share, stuff only he knows. So he gets the next few minutes to go freestyle to just share whatever he wants about this product, whether it be its genesis. People are curious, where did it come from maybe? Or, you know, anything about this net nitrogen utilization, what does that mean? You know, how does it go through lymph fluid versus blood? Anything you want to talk about, Dr. Luca, I want to know what you want us to know about your baby and one of our
members. I would like to inform the audience, if you agree, about now the utilization that they are giving during the last 5 years for a patient
awesome.
With the cancer to just avoid cachexia, which means the wasting that normally they have. Unfortunately, it's not going to cure cancer or treat cancer, but has been shown during the last 7-8 years that provides a lot better quality of life for cancer patients. Because they don't consume themselves, they don't waste, and therefore they can walk and they can talk and they can have almost a normal life until the last life of their life. And
wow.
This has been done, David, by a group 7 years ago of oncologists in Germany. And they invite me last year, and they invite me this year. We will have a congress of oncologists in Berlin, I believe that is this year. And they are going to talk about something that I believe that you know, that is called the ketogenic diet for cancer patients. This diet, let me tell you, because it's very interesting. This diet is based on the fact that cancer cells, they reproduce very easily in presence of glucose. And they just, what they do, they take away everything that produce or provide glucose in a way that those patients with cancer, they cannot consume glucose. And so far, they have been publishing several papers worldwide, and this is, has been already accepted by the traditional part of oncologists, even here in the United States. That
well, let's give them a little bit of background very quickly. For everybody listening, when your body can't find glucose, it looks for protein before it looks for fat. That's what we've tried to explain a lot of times, why the master aminos is actually because it helps to build muscle, then you're talking about, you know, so this is a little bit confusing to me. So you're saying that if they deny the body glucose, then how is it that the master aminos do not become food for cancer then? I'm just curious.
Because the problem with them was that they could substitute everything, taking away the glucose, but they couldn't get away the glucose that is produced by nitrogen catabolized from all other proteins.
Oh.
And therefore, they try with no proteins, and unfortunately, those patients die a lot earlier. Because with no protein, of course, they wasted as soon as very, very faster. And when they discovered MAP, they said because MAP doesn't give any nitrogen catabolized, and that cannot be changed, those nitrogen catabolized in glucose, MAP is the only substitute for protein that doesn't provide any residual glucose. And
so because MAP goes straight to the muscle, and because it doesn't have to be catabolized, it doesn't give off the glucose that usually protein will be given off, because protein ferments partially. Protein ferments partially and it digests, and so when it gives off that glucose, then that becomes food for cancer cells potentially.
Yes.
So because the efficiency of MAP, that doesn't happen, because MAP goes straight to the muscle, it actually helps in two ways. It builds the muscle, stops the muscle wasting, which affects all cancer patients.
Yes.
And number two, it stops the creation of
very
glucose
good.
Molecules that
very
cancer
good.
Can feed on. Is that
congratulations.
Right?
Very good. Congratulations. Very good. Very good. Now,
amazing.
That has been, and let me tell you that in some of the worst cancer that you know, that is the pancreatic cancer, that normally is just an expectancy of life of 3-4 months, they have shown that those patients in Germany with this kind of ketogenic diet plus MAP, they had an expectancy of life of about 16 months instead of 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Which means
so
that
5 times longer.
And the other one that is that I was invited in a congress of gerontology and for the elderly, that with MAP, the result have been shown from several group of physicians for the what is called nutritional and physical rehabilitation of the elderly. We had now a patient, 85 years old, David, that they can walk again, that they didn't have anything, that they just lost the muscle and they were in a wheelchair, and this is like a dream. And you take them after 3 years that they don't walk, and in 6 weeks they walk again, and they move again. And people, not even the medical community, meanwhile they were showing those results, they could believe in those results.
Wow, well, I can believe it. I can believe it, and here's why. I got to tell this quick story. There was a woman from Germany who was a huge fan of yours, and she just became a fan of mine. She was in San Diego. She calls me to get some green food that she really, really wanted to use with the MAP, and then she started scolding me as to why I don't use the master aminos. And then that's when I started using them, shortly thereafter, and then months later, in Germany, she was no longer in her wheelchair, and she challenged me to a push-up contest because she was going to prove that the master aminos made her stronger than me. And then I confessed to her that I listened to her, and I had been taking the master aminos. And so
I mean, I know, I've literally seen a woman rise up out of a wheelchair in her 80s because of the combination of our green foods, which, by the way, are amazing at stabilizing glucose, and your protein. And so I was definitely paying attention when this 80-year-old woman was scolding me for not taking Master Aminos. Shortly after that, I started taking them. I didn't want to interrupt your story, but you've proven to me that you could get people out of wheelchairs. I've seen it with my own eyes.
And let me tell you something. We tell the health practitioner, and this is something very important that our audience listen, is that we ask those lady or those men, 85, 86, we say, you are going to start taking now MAP. And what I have to do, just think what you were able to do 20 years ago. You are going to try, step by step, to do what you were capable to do 20 years ago. We don't want you to take the tablets and sit down all day long without doing anything, because you are not going to see the best result. We want you just to try to walk again and follow the exercise that you have to do and start to walk again, and starting doing workout and doing what you were capable to do 20 years ago. And
wow.
We tell this stuff even, David, to champion that right now they are former champion, old champion, that they are in their 60s and they say, you know, I would like to be in shape like I was before, but I realize that I'm 60. Forget that you're 60. You're going to take MAP, you're going to nourish yourself, you won't be what you were doing 20 years ago. That is going to be possible to do it.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I have my 20-year story on the website, 28 to 48. What an amazing change. I honestly, you know, with adult asthma and a little bit overweight, and once having been a long-distance runner but blowing out my knees, and when I blew out my knees running, I put on extra weight. I lost my good attitude. I thought that, you know, talking the talk was good enough. But when I started walking the walk, 20 years later, now 25 years later, at 52, I am, you know, and by the way, Dr. Luca, I've got to give you some more credit. I was in a horrific car accident. There's 500 people on the line listening right now who do not know that. I was in a horrific car accident 2 years ago, and I have never had a surgery, and I never took the pain medication, even though I had 7 fractures in my spine. And when people saw me standing up on the stage and I started grabbing at the structure of the stage to help me hold up my weight after 4 hours of being on my feet, you have no idea what it took to stand up there. But I needed to be there for all of you and for this company. But the fact that I used the Master Aminos and I used our green foods and I used the rejuvenating, you know, effect of yoga, and I still am waiting for my surgery, by the way, which, because of the complexities of our healthcare system, is not yet come. But if it wasn't for the Master Aminos helping me regenerate my body, I wouldn't be walking here today, or, you know, I'd be talking, but I wouldn't be walking.
But we are very happy that you're
Hello?
Yes, here we are.
Okay, great. So, well, Dr. Luca, thank you for your patience and for your generosity with your time. You are one of our heroes.
Thank you very much, David.
We love you. And,
I really appreciate that you invite me and to have the opportunity to address the audience.
Now, next week's doctor is an oncologist. Can't wait to announce that. Look for my Facebook page or one of our text blasts or whatever, all the ways that we get information out.
But Dr. Luca, you were amazing as usual. Thank you for the bonus.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to next time as well.
Thank you. God bless you, to all of you. Thank
you.
Buona
notte. So what do you think, everybody? Dr. Luca Moretti, let's give him one of our famous thank yous and goodbyes. I'm going to unlock the phones for those of you who are left. And from what I see, there are hundreds of you left. So thank you very much for that. And another great call from my perspective to be here with all of you. Truly appreciate you, and thank you once again.
That was a wonderful call. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you from Barrington, Illinois.
Thank you so
much. Thank you from Naples, Florida.
Thank you from Barrington, Illinois.